This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi group struck a military parade in Yemen's southern separatist-held town, killing at least five people, injuring others, Yemen Security Belt Forces said on Sunday. The Security Belt Forces are part of a southern separatist front in South Yemen. At the same time, they are backed by the United Arab Emirates in a fight against Yemen's Iran-Houthi group. Witnesses told Reuters that a blast occurred near a guest platform during the parade and that many were injured or killed. They were reported seeing bodies at the scene. At least five people have died, many others injured. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have started an all-for-all prisoner swap, after which all remaining prisoners of the five-year conflict should return home. The agreement was concluded by Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris in December. The swap is taking place at a checkpoint near the industrial town in one particular region. Russia's RIA news agency, citing a local official from the self-declared People's Republic, said Kiev would hand over 87 separatists, while the other side would return 55 pro-central government fighters. North Korea began a closed-watch ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un. State media reported this on Sunday. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer a better proposal and stalled nuclear talks. State media coverage of the Workers' Parties of Korea meeting offered few hints about the country's direction. The Korean Central News Agency mentioned an anti-imperialist stance in the building up of a national defense, but gave no other details.